Hi, and welcome to Art and Inspiration here on Radio St. Pete. I'm your host, Brenda McMahon, ceramic artist and owner of Brenda McMahon Gallery in Gulfport, Florida. Today we have a special guest with us, one of St. Pete's rising stars, and I'm honored to say one of the artists represented by my gallery in Gulfport, Florida. Patricia Cluvy-Derderian is a visual artist best known for her City series, where she uses bright colors, loose lines, and creates a sense of joy and love of place. She has been painting for over 10 years, and since 2020, Patricia has garnered attention and awards from France to Florida. Patricia, welcome to the show.
Hi, Brenda. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm so happy to have you. You are doing wonderfully. So I want to just give a little bit of a background, and we're going to lead up to today. I met you in 2021 while you were showing your paintings at the Cool Art Festival back when it was in Gulfport, Florida. I walked up to your booth. Oh my God, I love this work, invited you to come to the gallery and invited you to be a featured artist. And you said yes, and you've been an artist with the gallery ever since then, 5 years later. For me, one of the honors of being so close to your success is to watch an emerging artist just really shine and rise and grow. And so that's been a real honor for me. Share with us your trajectory. So you went to architecture school, and now you're where you are today. What was the entry for you?
Yes, so it's where to start. So I always wanted to be an artist since a little kid, obviously, and but it was very hard for me as I came from Brazil in a little town, and being an artist was out of the possibilities at the time. So I chose architecture because it was the closest to a real, like more known profession. And it was also creative. I fell in love with that. I learned a lot about a way of seeing places that kind of changed the way I see the world. And then when I had the opportunity to come to the U.S. with my husband, a long time ago now. Mm-hmm. And that was my cue to start trying to do what I always wanted to do. So I started painting, doing courses everywhere, and I got in love with it and started slowly showing a little piece here, a little piece there, getting more confident. Then I started doing the shows where we met. Mm-hmm. It was another big, actually it was maybe, I can say it was the biggest milestone for me. Have met you in that day.
Oh, thank you.
And then I continued applying for local shows. In 2020, I got the Creative Pinellas Emerging Artist Grant. Mm-hmm. That also helped me a lot and made me learn a lot more about what it is to be a professional artist.
Yes. Okay. And then you're still doing shows and showing at the gallery, and here you are today.
Yes.
Very exciting. So you were a trained architect, and I have to say your City series has really captured people's hearts. I always tell clients when I'm talking to them about your work that if you didn't live in the city that Patricia's painting, you'd want to move there. You make people so feel so much love and joyful for place. And so my question for you is, what is that process for you when you're thinking about doing a city, you're sitting in front of a blank canvas? Do you crank up the music? Do you do research online? What do you do to create that love of place for yourself as the creator?
Oh, that's great. It depends on the city. Normally, I've been, most of the cities I've been to, I already have a feeling of that city means to me, or what I felt when I was there. Mm-hmm. So it depends. When it's a commission, it's a different process because I have meetings with the clients and try to get their feeling of it and kind of. But when it's just painting a place, I imagine myself there. I find a place that I love. I like very vibrant scenes. And for me, it's not important the reality as it is, like the details, the colors. It's more about the feeling, like I said, it's like what I felt when I was there. What is it like? And I just go with the flow.
One time we were talking in the gallery and you told me you love to dance.
Yes.
And I feel like when I see your paintings, so for folks who haven't seen Patricia Cluvy-Derderian's paintings, usually large canvases, loose dark lines that outline the architecture, and then this vibrant use of loose color and the way you use the white of the canvas as part of your color palette is also really exciting. Contemporary abstract is what I would call it. But does your sort of culture and salsa or dance loving play into the role of that?
Well, never know. Maybe, because we are all a little bit of what we are all the time, right? Mm-hmm. I think our art kind of expresses exactly what we are, what we're feeling. And yes, dance is a big part of my life. I'm completely in love with salsa dancing. And when I am painting, I always put music. My music is always one kind of music, uh-huh. and it's always Latin music, because it's what makes me the happier and the most, I don't know, for a feeling, I feel real, I feel me. I kind of connect to my deeper self,
yes.
and yeah, so probably.
Yeah, I can relate to that. I dance in the studio as well, crank the music and dance when appropriate.
Yes.
Wonderful. So, Patricia, you mentioned commissions. So not every artist likes to do commissions, and they can be complicated, but you work beautifully with clients, and you seem to really love that process. So you said it's a little bit different. Now, we recently did a commission for a couple of the Don César, and they got married there. So you have this way of putting personal stories into your paintings for the clients that just is beautiful. Tell us a little bit about that experience for you.
Yes, I love that. I love that. I discovered my love of commission because of that. Every time before starting, I do this meeting. We do normally online, but it could be in person. And I just let people tell me about the place. What's their connection? Why do they like it? What happened there? And I try to get as much as I can from that. And the little stories about the place. And it's amazing to kind of be able to add those details and to make them feel they're there. And I'm feeling that I'm there too.
Oh, nice.
So I really, really enjoy the process.
And example little details, the Don César, they got married there and you put the wedding party in it. And I think only three of us would know that, right?
Yes.
You, me, and the clients.
Exactly. It's a little detail that, like, they know. Other people don't need to if they don't want to, but it's like a little, yeah.
What's the most unusual? Yeah, that's fun. What's the most unusual surprise you've added to someone's commission that you're like,
Wow, to think of that, let me think. The last one was a pretty cool one, I think. The little couple in the window, in the balcony. I thought that was pretty nice.
Yeah. That was a famous athlete that they believed was visiting the hotel when they got married. So she did a fun little, that was great.
That
very
was
hidden.
Fun.
I couldn't find it till you pointed
fun
it out.
Glad. I love that. Yeah. Sometimes little animals that mean something for the person, hidden in a tree or in a bench somewhere. Yeah, lots of things. Or sometimes it's something that they're drinking that for them it means something in that moment.
Yeah. I remember you did one of Santorini, I believe it was, and it was Find the Kitty Cat in the painting. So I had all the clients that would come in, look for the cat. It was quite fun.
Sure.
Okay, so I want to get into some of these accolades. You have been painting since, is it 2020? Or
even before that.
Okay.
Yes, I think 2020 was a big mark to turn more professional, but I've been painting since 2018, 17.
Okay,
started
good.
Showing at 18.
So that's not that long ago. You have been awarded Judge's Choice, Juror's Choice, Best Professional Artist, Best Acrylic Artist, Emerging Artist, Creative Panelist Emerging Artist, and just last month, St. Pete Life Magazine Reader's Poll honored you with Best Artist in St. Pete. What an accomplishment. In very short years, you've really grabbed the attention, the love, the hearts of folks all over the area. How does it feel for you to get this kind of recognition?
It feels unreal, actually. It's like a dream come true. Every part of it, every day, I go to the studio and anything I have to do with it, I'm answering an email and I'm thinking, is it real? Is it like really happening? Because it's what I always wanted. So every little step of the way, every little accomplishment that becomes a little bit bigger for me and a little bit bigger, it's like a joy that I really enjoy and I am thankful every single day.
Yes, and well-earned. And I want to say, as both an artist and a gallerist, one of the things that really was apparent to me early on is not only are you a good painter and a great personality, but you're actually really good at your business, so that you actually really plan and pursue, and you seem like you're always pushing yourself and learning and growing, and part of people recognizing you is your personal desire to expand and how you pursue that. Would you agree with that?
Yes, that's interesting. I always have this, I'm super scared of everything, but I also love the feeling of getting over it. So that's the same thing for now, for the art, as I went to going on in a roller coaster. I don't like it, but I go. And I'm super happy when I've done it, and I keep doing it, just for the feeling of being done, like something that I was afraid of. And that's what I keep looking for.
And would you say once you're afraid and then you've done it and you're no longer afraid?
No, I'm still afraid. A little bit less. Being here, it's out of my comfort zone, but I'm super happy to be here because I'm super shy.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
I can relate to that. I was quite shy in my younger years. Got over that, though. So talking about expansion and growth, you went from the canvas, and now your new canvas is exploring murals. So you're going large with your work. Tell us a little bit about that. I think you had an apprenticeship in Broward County, is it?
Yes, that was another dream come true, because I had this blockage, and I knew I had it. I cannot paint in anything that is not made for paint. I don't know, like, if it's not a sheet of paper or a canvas, I was like, eh. I always tell the story that I bought this tote bag and I wanted to paint on it. It's still in my drawer.
Oh.
Because I can't. I've never stick. I don't know. I don't know how to use stickers. I don't use stickers. I cannot ever. So I thought, that's not nice. I want to overcome that. I will paint on walls because I can do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started thinking about, it would be so cool to follow an artist, to see him doing, to kind of lose my fear, at least of how the materials are, because it's another thing. You cannot get my paintbrushes and my paints and go to a wall. It doesn't work like that. And I just thought about it, and like 1 week later I received this email of like a artist call for
apprenticeship.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can't believe it. It's just happening. So I applied, and a little bit later I received the okay, and I was like, I can't believe it's happening. So I went there, I spent a week learning from the beginning to the end and doing myself with other five artists. And I can't tell how much I learned and how much I'm grateful for that opportunity.
And that was 2 years ago?
Yeah, 2014 already?
24.
2024.
Yeah.
Yes, 14.
Yeah.
Not that.
Right. And so as you go, and it is completely different to paint on a canvas versus the side of a building. What were one or two things that surprised you the most about going big like that?
Oh, I'm surprised that I liked it so much.
Uh-huh.
I was sleeping and dreaming that I was painting, and I would wake up at 7 in the morning. I'm not a morning person, I can tell you that. 7 in the morning, I was jumping out of the bed, like just eager to get that paintbrush and go back there again. Yeah, I love the feeling.
Was there a freedom or a looseness with going large that you don't have with a canvas or not? Because I've never done, I don't know.
Yes, there's something about the big surfaces, the big movements that you can do, and the feeling of the brush full of paint, and the noise it makes is delicious.
I love that. Well, now we're going to go overseas.
Hmm.
Patricia Cluvi-Derderian, visual artist right here in St. Pete. So you were born in Brazil, and you've traveled extensively, as you said. Since 2020, to my count, and correct me if I'm wrong, I counted that you had 8 international exhibitions, including shows in Barcelona, Paris, and on the outskirts of France. Is that correct? Or
yes.
Do you have more?
I haven't counted them, but yes. I think it's... I've been going... Because I have half of my family that's like, my family is from Brazil, my husband is from France, and I go there every year to visit family. I was like, why not? I have to expose there too and show my art. So I started doing, applying for shows there too. And
oh, good. Yeah, so I was going to ask you, so that's you seeing the shows, the calls for entry and applying for shows there.
Yes.
Have people reached out to you and invited you yet?
Yes, some of the shows were invitational,
oh.
And others I applied, and I love also to get an excuse to travel. Mm. So I can apply to a different place. Like, oh, now I have to go to Europe. Okay.
That's not a bad gig.
Yeah.
Is it different, or how is it different when you're showing in Europe and overseas versus showing here?
Yes, actually it's very different. I think the market is different, people are different, and the fact here I'm closer to people, so obviously I get that more connection. Like, I get to talk to people when I exhibit there. I'm normally not there. So I send I send my paintings, they spend in a gallery somewhere, or it's an art show and I have someone that can stay there for me. It's a little bit different than this.
Mm-hmm.
And but people have been loving it. I've done commissions for people from there too. And sometimes, depending on if it's a big city, normally the pieces are a little bit smaller because, mm-hmm, like, people live in apartments.
Yes.
That's the main difference, I think, that I've been feeling.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Do you have a next step for this international exploration?
Oh, now I want to go get to Brazil. Now it's my next one, because I've been in Europe. I was like, I want to go back to my country.
Yeah.
So
when you were born in Brazil, but you were born in a small town, is that correct?
Yes, in a tiny town.
So your love of cities, where does that, because that's funny, you're born in the country but you do cities so well.
Yes, because when I started architecture, actually, I started traveling before, right? And when I started traveling, I was like, oh my God, every time I turn a corner, it's a surprise. And I got so excited with that. And I was crazy. I wanted to walk faster so I could turn more corners and see more things. And I got excited about it. And then studying architecture, I got even more excited about that. And in cities, you have much more surprises. Right. So
yeah.
Yeah.
And so many lines.
Yes. So many lines.
Different lines than in the country, for
exactly.
Sure.
Exactly.
Yeah. So one of the things that folks always comment on when they're looking at your work is your people. So you do cities, and I've spoken to architects who come in the gallery, and architects will be like, "Oh my God, I love how she did her people." And so, as I understand it, as they've told me, the city is nothing without the people and the energy of the people. But as an architect, you're focused on the architecture, but the people have to be there. So what was your path to finding your use of people? And maybe how would you describe it, since nobody's looking at your pictures right now? How would you describe how you do your people?
Oh, my people. They're literally a little circle with a little wiggle on it, under it. That's what they became with time. And I love them. What happens, it was in architecture too that I found this. I love drawing, and I was doing my courses of drawing and your drawing courses, and it's so magical. The first time I drew a building, and I had to draw people, a person in the side to kind of give the perspective to the size, right, scale. And the moment you put that little person in there, that box became a building. And I was, oh, that's so cool. And also that little magic of putting somewhere in a... for me, it was not like it's not a drawing anymore. It kind of became... For me, that was magic. The moment I put that little person and I started playing with that. And like, how little can you add? And it's still a person. It's still giving me that feeling. And then it kind of became what it was. And in college, people, my friends would play and would start talking to me. I love your little people. Can I get a tattoo of your people? I love it. I was like, oh, that's kind of my thing. It kind of became my thing.
Yeah. I like that. A circle with a little wiggle.
Yeah.
It sounds like salsa dancing. Wonderful. So here you are, winning all these awards, doing really well, doing these commissions with your painting series. I'm sorry, your city series. Is there something else that you have in your mind that as the future unfolds, there's something you're dreaming about that we would want to know about with your work?
Wow. I want to keep growing, I think. I never know the mid steps, what the next one will be,
yeah.
But I like to have this huge dream, so that is kind of,
yeah.
It's my son, and I would like to be in the Guggenheim one day.
Oh, well, take
yes,
note, audience.
It's a huge
Guggenheim.
One. I don't know how, it doesn't matter how, but it's just a... a place to see far away that I kind of like to play with it because it's in a city and it's the building itself. It's amazing. It's also very important to architecture. I was like, oh, that would be a cool point. Yeah. One day, maybe I'm a little old lady.
All those spirals, I'll be there. Well, I'm a big fan of putting it out in the universe, saying it, and then release it, and then see if the universe responds, which it almost always does.
True.
Wow, so wonderful. Is there anything you want to share with us that I did not think to ask, Ms. Dirdarian?
Oh my, I'm so happy to be here. I can't think of anything because I'm like just happy. Thank you.
You're welcome. What's your website for folks that want to take a look at your work?
It's Patti, P-A-T-I, K-D, K-S, Kluvi, and D-S, Dirdarian, .com.
Okay, excellent. And of course, we carry Patricia Kluvi Dirdarian's work at Brenda McMahon Gallery. She has her own webpage there with all of her pieces. And you do a lot of commissions through the gallery and privately too, I know. So lots of very, very exciting news. Congratulations on the St. Pete Best Artist and really all of your accomplishments over the last 7 to 10 years. Really wonderful.
Thank you, Brenda.
You're welcome. If you're in Gulfport this September, we're showing the sculptures of Ashley Rivers in an exhibition that merges art and ecology and teaches us about cleaning the Tampa Bay estuary. We're excited about that show. We're thrilled to have Patricia Kluvi Dirdarian here today. Thanks, Patricia, so much. I'm Brenda McMahon. This is Art and Inspiration. Thanks for listening, and have an artful day.